A word for you from Ruth chapter 1 verses 16 and 17. But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you, or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts me from you." Strong words of strong love. Indeed, this book, the only book in the Bible besides Esther, named after a woman, and we see here God glorifying himself through an amazing story where the Lord, through Naomi, tries to put off her two daughters-in-law. In fact, she had nothing to offer, or at least it didn't seem like it. She didn't have her husband, and her two sons had died, their own husbands of Orpah and Ruth. And now she was going back to the very land from which she had come to try and seek food in the land of Moab. Remember that these two girls, both Orpah and Ruth, were Moabites. They had their own gods. And as much as Naomi tries to tell them, almost command them to go back, because there's no opportunity with her, still the love that was in Ruth's heart drove her. And so we find these amazing words which we've read today. Orpah also loved her mother-in-law, but not to the extent of Ruth. And so, in the final crux, when she was to make her final decision, she turned around. Like many who make a decision for Christ, but it seems like they haven't made their final decision, because another decision comes up later on and they turn back. When the Lord Jesus was faced with a similar circumstance, a lot of disciples turned back. And then the Lord said to his chosen 12, "Don't you also want to go back?" But the love that was in them drove them to stay with him. Is that love in you, that love of Ruth? She didn't see what we see today, that she finally became the great-grandmother of David himself, and in a sense then, in the genealogy of Jesus Christ.